Friends, we appreciate you joining us today for another little message from the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 says, "We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is." In New Testament times, just like our day, there were many that found excuses for not going to the place of public worship. I know that for some, serious health reasons permit you from going to God's house. You may be confined to your home, but if we're able to do other legitimate things, surely if we love the Lord, we should be able to obey His word and publicly assemble ourselves together to praise, to worship, and to magnify the name of our God. It's a wonderful testimony to the world around us. Just last night, our family were reading this little book by Noel Grant. It's called The Battle, and there was an interesting little poem in it about those who forsake the assembling of themselves together. Let me just read it for you. 10 little churchmen went to church when fine, but it started raining, then there were 9. 9 little churchmen stayed up very late, 1 overslept himself, then there were 8. 8 little churchmen on the road to heaven, 1 joined a rambling club, then there were 7. 7 little churchmen heard of Sunday flicks, 1 thought he'd like to go, then there were 6. 6 little churchmen kept the church alive. 1 brought a television set, and then there were 5. 5 little churchmen seemed loyal to the core. The pastor upset one of them, and then there were 4. 4 little churchmen argued heatedly over ceremonial, then there were 3. 3 little churchmen sang the service through, got a hymn they didn't know, then there were 2. 2 little churchmen disputed who should run the next church concert, then there was 1. 1 faithful churchman, knowing what to do, got a friend to come to church, and then there were 2. 2 sincere churchmen, each brought 1 more. So their number doubled, and then there were 4. 4 sturdy churchmen simply couldn't wait till they found 4 others, then there were 8. 8 eager churchmen searching round for souls, working, trying, witnessing, drew others in by shoals. Shoals and shoals at every service, cramming every pew. Will God supply this grace and zeal in my own parish too? What sort of churchman are you? What a challenge. You know, we can either hinder the work of God, or we can promote the work of God and help the work of God. Here's another one. Read this years ago. John Rice, American evangelist, in his scrapbook. Listen to that. I thought this was good. "Attendance at church last Sunday was mighty poorly. I don't reckon I ought to grumble because I had a bunch of sick members. And when you add to all that my shut-ins, we don't have a sight of few fillers. So I went ahead and preached to what I had. Only thing was, the echo in the near-empty church hurt my ears. My madam said I needed to get out and ride a while and let the fresh air clear my head. It done the trick. Our little ride not only cleared my head, it made me feel good inside. What I saw made me rejoice. I saw miracle after miracle. Old Hezekiah, who had been deathly sick that very morning, had roused up and was riding down the highway with his fishing poles. No, nothing but a miracle could have rescued old Hez from the jaws of death in such a short time. Now there was Roof's brother. Roof told me Sunday morning that his brother's back was in foul shape and that he was afraid an operation was going to be necessary. Well, we remembered him in our prayers, and lo and behold, at 2 o'clock, there he stood at the driving range hitting golf balls. If that wasn't a quick recovery, I don't know what is. All told, about 20 of my sick folk had roused up and was taking nourishment in one form or another. But what really made me happy was to see so many of my shut-ins out riding around and enjoying the world. Hezekiah's dad, who didn't attend church because he can't stand crowds, was heading for the drag races. Sister Nell's mama, who was too weak to get out of the house, was in town shopping. Ellie Nichols, singer's sister, who can't come on account of her kidneys, stood in line for 2 hours to get into the show. It was a show about the miracle worker. I thought it was a right appropriate, seeing as how a miracle had happened to her. Yes, sir, it thrilled my heart to see what I saw. I ought to have a packed house next Sunday with all my sick folk being healed and shut-ins being set free. I just hope they don't overdo themselves before next Sunday and have a relapse. I got to go now and play with my smallest young'un. He is going to be a farmer and I'm going to be the goat. tin cans will be easy to eat after what I've swallowed. There you go, folks. No more excuses. Let's not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. See you next time.